It's the 20th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A 20-year-old drug dealer will be jailed for attempting to discard evidence during a police stop in Bedford. Police officers observed Jean Robert Yangunda drop a cannabis grinder into a patch of long grass and later found him trying to discard of a dual SIM phone which was seized. The phone revealed bulk drug sale messages with connections to a major drug line. A search of his property uncovered drug-related items including scales and a tick list. Yangunda pleaded guilty to drug supply and possession charges, receiving a 3-year sentence. Authorities emphasised their commitment to pursuing drug offenders and disrupting illegal activity. Between July and November 2024, more appointments were delivered for chemotherapy, radiotherapy, endoscopy and diagnosis tests than the same time the previous year. The new figures published by NHS England also show that total NHS waiting lists fell in December for the fourth month in a row. Bedford Borough Council's new budget will build services back up, according to the portfolio holder for finance, Councillor Jim Weir. The Bedford Borough budget for 2025-26 was given approval on the 5th of February. Mr Weir said that there was an aversion to borrowing in the past and to build services back up you need funding. He emphasised that the rejuvenation of Bedford's town centre would be a priority in order to make it into a place that people want to visit. St Paul's Church will host the Craft and Flea Makers Market this upcoming Saturday. 40 stalls featuring unique and creative products will be available for purchase from small local traders. The event will take place from 10 to 4 and admission is £2.50. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.